This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The three-day festival highlights the vast cultural tapestry of Northeast India, bringing together an array of traditional art, craft and cultural practices. The Mahotsav will serve as an exceptional platform to highlight the region's vibrant textile industry, artisanal crafts, tourism opportunities and unique products of all the eight northeastern states. The biggest attraction will be the rural Haat Bazaar, showcasing produce and art from 320 farmers and artisans of the region. The event will feature pavilions dedicated to Northeast India's celebrated Muga and Eri silk, live demonstrations of artisanal crafts, and a special focus on the region's geographical indication products. Both Houses of Parliament were adjourned till Monday following uproar on different issues today. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned after a ruckus by the Treasury bench members on the issue of the cash row, while the Lok Sabha was adjourned amidst protests by opposition members on BJP MP Nishikant Dubey's allegation against leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi and other Congress leaders. In the Rajya Sabha, when the upper house met in the post-lunch session, Treasury bench members started sloganeering against the opposition over the recovery of a bundle of currency notes from the seat of Congress MP Abhishek Manu Singhvi. Amid pandemonium, Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the house. On the other hand, in the Lok Sabha, when the lower house reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey repeated his yesterday's allegations that a US-based investor, a foreign media platform, and the Congress are trying to derail India's success story. The presiding officer adjourned the house for the day. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said his ministry supports and promotes adoption of emerging technologies in the broadcasting sector by issuing appropriate policy directions from time to time. He said Prasar Bharati continuously upgrades the Akashvani and Doordarshan networks by adopting emerging technologies in the broadcasting sector, like digitalization of network and upgradation to the latest equipment. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today, the minister said Prasar Bharati has also entered into an MOU with IIT Kanpur for direct-to-mobile D2M broadcasting technology. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said the government is committed to take all possible action to control the spread of fake and misleading information, which has the potential to weaken democracy and create fissures in society. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today, Dr. Murugan said, in this regard, the government has statutory and institutional mechanisms in place to address fake news on various media platforms. President Draupadi Murmu has said, education is the only path for all-round development of a human being. She said getting employment should not be the only motto of education, and students must acquire vast knowledge through education as it leads a person towards betterment. The president said this while addressing students of Upar Beda Government Higher Primary School in Mayurbhanj district, where she once studied about 6 decades ago. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rates unchanged at 6.5% for the 11th time in a row. The RBI has also slashed cash reserve ratio by 50 basis points to 4% in order to ease the potential liquidity stress. This move would unlock 1.16 lakh crore rupees bank funds. In cricket, India were all out for 180 against Australia in their first innings on day one of the second test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Adelaide Oval. For the visitors, Nitish Reddy was the highest scorer, who made 42 runs. Earlier, India's captain Rohit Sharma won the toss and elected to bat first. Meanwhile, in reply, Australia were 86 for 1 at stumps. In the men's Under-19 Asia Cup ODI cricket, India cruised to the final with a 7-wicket win over Sri Lanka in the semi-final today. India chased down a 174-run target in just 21.4 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.